Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis bunts towards the mound. Lattman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Fox moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Power for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman bunts towards first. Kluszewski scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Morgan moves to third. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bond moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito is called out on strikes. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Romano and he is out, held applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 0 in the game. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Romano moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 2 in the game. Esposito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held throws to second for one, and Aspromonte throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lawler scores. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Klusowski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Landis steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cline pinch hits for Barry Latman. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Esposito hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall bunts towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bond hits a pop-up towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Landis strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Stan Johnson pinch hits for Manny Minoso. Stan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Esposito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Johnson now playing left field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.